Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Communication and Money, How to Communicate with Your Kids About Money. Very, very hard and important topic. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or simply go to brucesalen.com and hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a drop-down menu offering you a cornucopia of options. Today we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. Pastor Drew Sams is back with us for Teen Wrap, and special guest Alana Pratt for the Women's Room. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're almost to 5,000 likes. I'd like to get there soon. And by all means, stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter on the homepage at brucesalen.com. Speaking of Dad Chat, which I speak of all the time because I love it, Dad Chat is the weekly Dad Chat, a tweet chat that I host and I founded, and it's every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time or 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. It is a internationally renowned, or I should say there's international participation, let's be a little bit more modest, of moms and dads that come each week for a live chat. And tonight, this Thursday, for those of us listening in the Santa Barbara area, the topic is infidelity with today's radio show host, Alana Pratt. And infidelity would seem to be a simple topic, but I would suggest that it's not so simple because everyone's definition of infidelity is different. And my definition and your definition may not, in fact, include sex. So I'll leave you with that provocative thought. Hope you will show up at Dad Chat tonight or any Thursday night. It's a wonderful community, great opportunity to network as well. The new Because I Said So comic strip just out today is called Dad Writes Another Check. And I want to say, and another, and another, and another. It's a funny comic strip, but it really asks the question that I don't get, which is, why do we pay for so much more now for our kids at school, public school, than we ever had to pay for? Driver's ed used to be a public school given. Art and music and all that stuff was available at public school. PE, you didn't have to pay. My son's in the drama club, and we didn't have to pay for him to be in drama. I have to pay for every play. And then we get harangued by all the parent-teacher associations to donate for this, donate for that, donate for this. In California, in particular, my state, we pay more taxes than probably any other state, or certainly at the top, nearly a 10% state tax, and yet we're just always in trouble. Now, I know partly why. We've had a Democrat-run state for decades, and literally every state that is controlled by Democrats is in fiscal trouble one way or the other, but California certainly tops the list as a fiscal nightmare. comic strip brings on a rant. What can I say? I will be publishing very soon a new ebook. It is tentatively titled The Long Strange Trip, and it will be a great holiday gift for cheap. It will be somewhere between 99 cents and $2.99. I don't know, somewhere in that price range. That seems to be the low-end price point for a inexpensive ebook, and this will be a short book as far as text, but it will contain 100 or so pictures from our trip and about 30 minutes of original video. I think it's going to be really an interesting trip for anyone who's facing the empty nest, as I did, and as I found, the trip was a relative cure for any empty nest blues. But the journey 3,000 miles cross-country was fascinating, and it provided a lot of fodder for writing, which I did daily on the trip, and I will be turning that into an ebook. So stay tuned for the publication and information, which you'll be able to find at brucesalen.com. Finally, the last bit of news is the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Going Vegan, and it is my first doctor's visit after going vegan and getting some blood test results and how I took it, how the doctor took it, and where I am with it all. So you could enjoy that. And last week we had iJustine on, who's a very major YouTube star with over 350 million hits on her YouTube videos. So that is the other I'm Not That Dad vlog that's up there, along with some 35 or 40 others that predate both of those. I think it's time for another A Dad's Point of View life lesson, so let's learn something.
You got to accentuate the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. When you give, you always get. One of the blessings of my writing and radio show is meeting people from all over the world. I met a group of children from a girls' school in Ghana, Africa, through the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. My family began sending them books, and soon my readers and radio show listeners were also sending them books, toys, and other things. We all learned the blessings of giving and charity, and how when we give, we get so much more than we ever expect. Model this behavior for your children, and they will learn to give too. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at brucesallen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
I still am in regular contact with the Africa Zebras, which is what they call themselves over in Ghana. And I would really beseech you and urge you, if you do have that pile of books or toys that your kids no longer use, and you haven't the right place to send it to or give it away to, or you want to give it to something really special, and I would encourage you to involve your kids in this process, please send it to the Africa Zebras. And here is their address. You would send it to Pastor Frank Benin, that's B-E-N-N-I-N, New Line, Alola, it's like Aloha, but with a second L, A-L-O-L-A. That's the Alola Africa Zebras. So first line is Pastor Frank Benin, Alola Africa Zebras. Third line is Box 719. And then the fourth and last line is Agana Swedru, Ghana. That's spelled A-G-O-N-A, then another word, Swedru, S-W-E-D-R-U, Ghana, G-H-A-N-A. Really quickly, once again, that's Pastor Frank Benin, line one. Line two, Alola Africa Zebras, A-L-O-L-A, Africa Zebras. Line three, Box 719. And line four, Agana Swedru, Ghana. That's A-G-O-N-A, S-W-E-D-R-U, Ghana. You can get flat rate boxes at the post office. It still costs about $50 to send a small box of books, but it's $50 that will bring you, I don't know, great satisfaction, because you always get more when you give. And these girls really, really appreciate the gifts that come from America. And a number of my readers and a number of my radio show listeners have sent so many that they've actually opened up a little library that they've named the A Dad's Point of View Reading Room. So I do hope you will do that. By the way, sponsor slots are open for the radio show. If you are interested in being a part of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, just email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Upcoming vlogs, I'm Not That vlogs, include a number of videos taken at concerts I attended, from Dream Theater to Tenacious D here in Santa Barbara, Willie Nelson, and the musical Million Dollar Quartet, which of course is about a very special recording that took place at Sun Records that included Elvis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and who am I? Oh, yes, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Very, very good show, and a heck of an interesting story. We will talk about communication and money with Wayne Levine, who's coming up with the Men's Room, and Pastor Drew Sams after this break that's upcoming, because I have spent just about all of part one not talking about the main topic. So it's time for a break. Stay tuned for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is Bruce Allen of A Dad's Point of View.
Salad!